Well, hello and welcome back to Story River Fables. Here we go. It's Tina Constant here. We're leaping right into this week's story, which is called How to Know What to Do. Now, not so long ago and not so far from where you are now, dawn broke over a village after a dark, dark and ferocious night. The storm had been so wild, the rain had been so dense and the thunder so loud that the people of the village couldn't bring themselves to put their heads out the doors, fearing the degree of devastation that they expected to see. The orchards will be obliterated, Kibachi's father wailed. So close to harvest, we'll have lost everything. And everyone agreed. The orchards are surely lost. Meantime, the kettle boiled, the tea was made, and the porridge was poured into solid round bowls. Then Kibachi's aunt buried her head in her hands. The cows, they will have fled, and the horses, the goats, the sheep will have died of fright. The chickens will have been blown away. Every animal will be gone or dead. There's no way they survived that storm. I can barely bear to look. And everyone agreed. The animals will never have survived. That storm was just too much. While all this talk was going on, Kibachi's mother dished and poured porridge and made more tea. And as she dished and poured, she smiled at Kibachi and winked. Then Kibachi's oldest brother, a full 20 years, he stood up and he paced the length of the kitchen. The tools in the barn, they'll be wrecked. If the tools are gone, we will have no way to rebuild. And everyone agreed, we are surely done. All the while, Kibachi's mother poured and dished and smiled and hummed a little tune. Finally, Kibachi's father and her aunt and her oldest brother turned to her and said, "What are you smiling about? Why are you humming? Don't you see the disaster? Can't you see we are trying to work out what to do next?" Well, Kibachi's mother put the pot down and turned to her daughter. "Kibachi," she said, "put on your boots and go and get as many eggs as you can find. Get some milk from Big Mama if she will let you, and some cheese and some bread, you know where they're stored, and get anything else within your reach." And Kibachi, all of 9 years old and skin and bones and youth and vim and vigor and joy, hopped off the chair, put on her boots, and disappeared out the back door. Inside the kitchen, there was silence, except for the gentle hum. Kibachi's father and her aunt and brother and all the rest of the family said nothing and did nothing, and they hardly moved. All of 8 minutes later, Kibachi scampered back in, pulling her favorite cart behind her. "Only 6 eggs," she said. "All the others are broken. 2 bottles of milk from Big Mama, she's all right. Cheese from the store, but all the bread is soaked. A side of ham that fell off a broken shelf. And I got 12 apples from a fallen tree." Kibachi's mother put all the food on the table and turned to her family. "Do you see what is before you? Do you see what is here and what is missing?" And the family nodded. "Now," Kibachi's mother said, "you know what you need to do." Well, that's a little short, tiny story for you. Have a beautiful day. I will see you next week. All right. Bye-bye now.